to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Such a joy to know that you're listening. And we're kind of communicating thought to thought, which is really fun. And so many of you mentioned how you enjoy the program. And many of you mentioned how you enjoy the Express newsletter, Freedom Street Express newsletter, which we started, centuries ago. No, not centuries, but quite a while ago. And you had a magazine for 4 years, and I was just totally exhausted trying to fill 16 pages of a magazine every month. And so Darren was so precious. He noticed how tired I was all the time. Every time he mentioned going out to dinner or something, oh, Darren, I'm just so tired. Bring something home. So we changed to that, what you have today, a four-page, 11 by 17 folded a newsletter, and I am so happy to be able to fill those pages with your comments and articles from you, from your emails, and also articles that I find appropriate in other emails and in online. So I'm so grateful to the Lord God that He's kept filling those pages. Every month I look at a brand new Express and it's empty, four pages of emptiness. And I'm saying, Father God, thank you for filling it. Oh, and God has prepared that day for you also. Do you wake up in the morning and say, oh, thank you, Lord, this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, God's prepared that day for you, this day for you, and put His blessing upon it, just because He loves you. Just because He loves you. And I hope you feel His love. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And the scripture for this week is John 1, verse 14. First chapter of John is so good. I'm in John 3 right now. The whole book of John is just an explosive evangelical preaching good news book. It's just amazing. And in the Living Translation, John 1:14 says, "So the Word became human and made His home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." And if you read in the very first verse of John 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." The very beginning, the beginning of the beginning of the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we know that even though there are three individual personalities here, God and the Son and Holy Spirit, they're one in God. And the Message translation speaks of John 1, verse 14, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." Oh, I love that. He moved into my neighborhood. "We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one of a kind glory, like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish." Oh, that Message translation is so good. I hope some of you can order that. You can get it at christianbook.com. If you just go to christianbook.com, or if you are near Mardell's here, oh, it's such a great modern translation. And it doesn't get away from the original that much. It really doesn't. It absolutely means the same. As we read in the King James Version, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." And so the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. I love that. I just kind of love that vernacular. So if you have a chance to get a Message, I know one person was asking about a little bit bigger print in the Living Translation that I had on the table Saturday. But you can go to these companies. A Christian Book delivers it within 4 or 5 days. They're very good. And I've been using them for years. Attorney General Merrick Garland, Democrat, a very left Democrat, makes it clear the Biden regime intends to cheat in the 2024 election, Kyle Becker wrote in a post to X, that used to be Twitter. The Biden Attorney General Merrick Garland said election integrity measures like voter IDs and drop box bans are discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary. This is how cheaters talk. The fix is in. Do these people ever tell the truth? And speaking to a group of black people at a Selma church service, the attorney general said that he is working hard to halt voter ID laws because they are discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary. Voter ID laws have been criticized for decades as broadly discriminatory, with opponents like the League of Women Voters. And they are discriminatory toward black, native, elderly, student voters. And I just don't agree with that at all. When you genuinely come to this country and pursue a citizenship and get that citizenship, the future is open, folks. The future and all of the what makes up the future, an entrepreneur spirit, that's open to you. Generally, such laws are seen as having outsized impact communities, while people are less likely to have forms of photo identification, while also not having a material impact on lessening fraud. A friend who was helping at the primary election precinct here in Denver, Colorado, she could have been in Parker, said that while she was there helping, a man came in who could not speak English and had no ID on him and was given a ballot to vote, which he did. He had a friend with him. Without voter ID, the integrity of this country is abysmal. It is becoming so clear that we must humble ourselves and pray, because it is looking more and more like God is the only one who can turn things around. And I know he is. I know he's behind all the wonderful victories that we saw in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and we're seeing today. What I want to do here is just judge Merrick Garland's words in righteousness. You can read that in Isaiah 45, verse 23, that we have the authority to judge people's words in righteousness, as God says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return void or empty. So when we speak the words of God, judging those words in righteousness, God will accomplish what he desires and succeed in the matter for which he sent the word. So I praise God for his word. John 14 opens with Jesus' words of comfort for his disciples. And that's why I encourage you to get into the word, because sometimes this world does not look too good. It really doesn't. And you've got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Jesus' words of comfort to his disciples after he announced that he would be leaving them. The Last Supper had concluded with Judas Iscariot being exposed as a traitor and leaving the group. And Jesus also shockingly predicted that Peter would deny him three times. Oh, I cannot believe the atmosphere in that room after they had communion and the first part of communion at Passover and communion. And that was the first night ever they had done communion. So the night's events had confused and alarmed the disciples. Jesus detected the uneasiness in his disciples' hearts and provided words of comfort. And here is John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. Whoa, whoopee. Have you ever been in a college dorm? Have you ever been to college and you had to live in a college dorm? There's never a dull moment. Ever. You're hearing people, beds collapsing. You're hearing people jumping up and down and yelling and hollering and laughing. Our Father's home is going to have many rooms. We're going to have a wonderful time. I'm looking forward to it. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to a place to prepare for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Praise the Lord. I remember we had bunks in our dorm room when, this is in the 60s, and all of us girls were on the top bunk. We were reading the Word of God. And all of a sudden, another girl tried to get on the top bunk. The whole thing just collapsed to the floor. And we were all just giggling and laughing. And this was after midnight. Of course, it was after midnight. Oh, praise the Lord. He has such good times in store for us, friend. He really does. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I confess that I can hear Holy Spirit's voice when he drops a word into my heart at the exact moment I need it. Those quickened words impart special power and authority to me. They are so powerful that it is as if a sword has been placed in my hands. The sword of the Spirit, remember that, in Ephesians 6, verse 10. When I receive that kind of word from the Lord, I insert it, twist it, and do as much damage as possible to the devil until he's sorry he ever messed with me. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. God bless you, Rick Renner, for that wonderful affirmation. See, the devil won't cry uncle, but I know the devil won't stay long when I begin quoting scriptures from the Bible, and I do that often. And that's why it's imperative that you take this time before things get really difficult in the days ahead, to learn and memorize scripture as you study the Bible. The words, I can't memorize the Bible, are no longer in your vocabulary. You no longer say, oh, my memory is not what it used to be. Uh-uh, that doesn't apply to you anymore. You are now in the school of the Bible, and you are becoming serious about memorizing God's word. That's your assignment as a student of Jesus Christ. Last week, I quoted 1 Corinthians 2. It relays the message that we are students learning the very best of the best, the word of God. As it is written, it says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. We are the students. He is the teacher. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Oh, and he just brings up those things to our minds as we ask for wisdom and understanding. And you've got to, friend, you've got to in those times ask for wisdom and understanding. For what man knows the things of a man but the mind of the man who is in him? Even so, no man knows the things of God but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, and it's worldly education. Some things you got to learn from God and the Word of God, and other things you got to unlearn. But the Spirit which is of God teaches us. We might know the things that are freely given to us by God. And those words that we learn from God, we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, his Spirit to our spirit, his capital S Spirit to our small s Spirit. And that's speaking in tongues. That's that wonderful gift of being able to communicate with Holy Spirit any time of the day or night. Oh, it's wonderful. But the natural worldly man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Oh, praise God. But we have the mind of Christ, friend. We have the very mind of Christ when we belong to Jesus. That's the kind of mindset that you develop as a believer. You have the mind of Christ. What did Christ do when Satan came to tempt him? What was the last act that Jesus did before Satan left him? Do you remember? Jesus quoted. He quoted the word. Jesus, the Son of God, who is the word. He quoted Deuteronomy 6:13. Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. That's all that Jesus said. That's all he had to say. And the devil was gone, and angels ministered to him. Don't you want angels to minister to you? Oh, absolutely. And I feel sometimes when I've said the word of God at a time when, you know, maybe I'm a little discouraged or down, here comes the comfort of his angels. Oh, words of condemnation come into your mind. They're not from the enemy. When words that put down your character come into your mind, they're from Satan. And when you feel like a failure and you're down on yourself, that's not Jesus. That's the devil. You begin to recognize the language of the devil, and you realize that what Jesus said is true. Satan, you are a liar. Satan is a liar. Jesus said, "Be gone, Satan," in Matthew 4. So we know that when we feel those things, those downer times, those downer moments in our lives, be gone, Satan. Be gone, Satan. God has not given me this spirit of fear. You have. So God has given me the sound mind and the love and the power to come against you. Jesus in John 8, verse 44 said, The devil was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, it is consistent with his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. He can't stand the truth because there isn't a shred of truth in him. This is Jesus speaking. When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his lying nature and fills the world with lies. And we can see those lies swirling all over the place nowadays. The devil is not your friend. Don't believe his lies and accusations. In 1979, the Imperials had an album called Heed the Call. And there was a song on that album that tells of the struggle of God's people when they experience trouble. And you're tempted to submit to fear. Absolutely. There are times when I'm very fearful. And I immediately know it's fear. A spirit of fear is trying to come on me. And Russ Taff here sings, when you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams and your hopes are cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. He lives in your praises, folks. Praise the Lord, for the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. Now, Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers. When he knows himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, and the work's already done. Here are the Imperials.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Think that we are paupers when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord, he can work through those who praise him. Praise they drop powerless.
Praise God. Praise the Lord for these wonderful, faith-filled songs we can listen to. I hope you have music going in your home, because I do. I remember in the 80s, every time the Imperials were in Denver or in the Rocky Mountain region, I mean, we were there. We were there, one of our favorite groups, and one wonderful group. I need to tell you that Russ Taff, God bless him, he fell away from God. He got into drugs. And that is so easy to get into this day and age. It truly is. But God brought him back into the fold. And the last time I heard him on Gaither, he was doing well. He was doing so well. When you are tempted to think negatively or to think with fearful thoughts, remember what Jesus said in Matthew, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." You can say that to the devil. "Devil, I am told and I believe that as I worship God and serve him only, you're going to disappear. You're going to flee from me. You're going to run because you hate Scripture." Oh, he does. He hates Scripture. He hates anything to do with Jesus and the Word. And you know that Jesus is the Word. The thing that we must acknowledge as new believers or seasoned believers is that we must continue to get our minds on track with God's mind. We don't copy the behaviors of the world. We don't. And we feel sometimes like, well, the world has some really good ideas and we need to listen to more. We don't copy the behaviors of the world. We must change the way we think, renewing the spirit of our minds. There's a scripture in Romans 8, verse 6, the mind set on the flesh. The mind always thinking about, oh, I need this outfit. I need to go to the mall. I need to fix this. I need to go to the grocery store because I've got to get something really brand new. And I've done that. I've got a new dish I want to give the family. And you use one of the things, you get a whole box full of stuff and you use just one item out of the box and the box just sits there and gets stale. That the mindset on the flesh is death. And that's not wrong. It's not wrong getting a new recipe, getting a new outfit. But when you're constantly, your body is constantly focused, obsessing with things in this world, oh, don't let that happen. Because it says in the second half of Romans 8, verse 6, the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. And that's what we want. We want to exude peace in our lives. And that's what you want, a mind that Holy Spirit controls. As you begin to renew your mind by your spirit that is soaking up Scripture, you're going to be automatically trusting God more and more and more. You're going to get out of that rut, get out of that pit, get out of the gutter. Oh, it isn't a continual battle of spirit over mind anymore. No, as we grow in the Lord, we are encapsulated in His love and His trust. You are enjoying and relishing the time with God and desiring to learn more and more. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. So many people, when they're born again, don't go any further in the kingdom of God. And ultimately, they lose out on the power and the love that God has planned for each and every one of us. It's one thing to be born again and another to change your thinking. We got to, friend, because in our early lives, we have been educated by the world. We really have. And I went to a Christian school. I went to a Christian college, and I was still in philosophy and social studies, educated in worldly philosophers. So you got to undo some of the stuff you've learned and relearn through the Word of God. You line up with the Word of God, and it will change you. As I've said before, when you get into the Word of God, the Word of God gets into you. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid to examine yourself and see how far you've come. And if you realize that you haven't gotten very far, you're not going to be condemned by Holy Spirit. He is gentle in His approach to your learning more about Him. You need to become aware of how you think and how you act. Become aware of how God wants you to think and what influences you. God wants us to think and act opposite of how the world thinks and acts. Paul was very clear when he wrote the adjectives to a believer's thought processes. And it's in Philippians 4:4-9, when Paul was in the dungeon in Rome, or in Philippi, And this is Philippians 4:4-9. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. He was saying that then, almost 2,000 years ago. And we know Lord is coming now because Israel is now a state. And that was prophesied, that in one day Israel would come back to their land and be one state. Verse 6 of Philippians 4 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. And that's what we heard in that song by the Imperials. Praise the Lord. He will work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord, for our God inhabits praise. Then you will experience God's peace which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. If you do that, I guarantee you will not have fear. Fear will not come into your life when you fix your thoughts on true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about those things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me. And that's Paul speaking, but he was such a wonderful scholar that we can stand on the words that Paul wrote in those epistles. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Don't you love to be around people that do godly things? You don't have to worry about whether they're going to say something awful or say something ungodly or do something ungodly, because you have friends around you who want to learn more and more from Holy Spirit. That's the friends I want around me. Yes, sir. Those are the friends I want around me. God bless you and keep you. Kimberly will be on the air with me tomorrow. And the last word I want to say to you is take that joy and run with it. Run with that joy that God has given to you.
For listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in